Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, and that way you get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Slightly different time frame there. We're just trying to reach more and more people. This show is just growing exponentially and geometrically and all bigly and all of that. Also, you can see the show today because we have a very special studio guest, Dom DeFelice, and he is one of the Dom DeFelice brothers' pizza, and he is running for Belmont County Commissioner. You can see the show on the River Talk Facebook page. Hi, how you doing? We're doing a live stream there. We've got Dom here and his handler, Tammy, over... She loves that. She loves that handler. Yeah. Put that on the business card. Put that on the business card. You know. So anyway, Dom is running for the Republican Party nomination for Belmont County Commissioner. Jerry Eshman's seat. Eshman is not running for re-election.
Correct.
And this poor guy is going to have to start paying for his own drinks and meals again. Oh. I feel bad for him. I really do. Anyway, so Dom, why on earth?
Okay, can't wait you're to hear what you say about me when I leave.
I'll say it right in your face. What do I care? You've probably got more money than God. You've got this great
Wrong.
Company. You've got
great, and
wonderful pizza.
Yes,
and you've got all these franchisees.
Yes,
and you're selling more for only $150,000. And on and on. Why on earth do you want to put up with the headaches of being a Belmont County Commissioner?
Experience.
What does that mean?
Experience. I have the experience.
But why? But why do you want to do? I know you're always qualified. I get that.
Like you said, we're acquaintances. You don't really know me.
Right. I don't.
But if anybody that knows me knows that I've always given back. American Heart Association, and I'm not one to pat myself on the back. So this is very difficult for me to sit here and give all these accolades. But when you're running for an office, you need to let people know, as you said when I walked in.
Absolutely.
Need to let you know what I'm about.
Yeah.
I'm about people. I'm about, you know, I'm not in the pizza business. I'm in the people business.
Mm-hmm.
And pizza is just the avenue how we reach.
But again, the question is why?
Okay,
that's the way you're going to be.
There.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Now you're looking at your watch.
At 8 o'clock,
we've got to go do network news, okay. And then I've got to deal with this Mr. Big Willie one last time. So if you could get up to a little speed.
I'll try to speed up here. Sorry, folks.
But
the point is that my experience has and my love for Beaumont County and people has driven me to say, I have something to offer, I have something to give back. And it's not that complicated. I'm not gonna do this by myself. I'm gonna work with the current commissioners. I didn't choose to run against an incumbent. Jerry Eshman is resigning or retiring. And that's when I decided to throw my hat in.
Okay.
I work well with J.P. Dutton on the cracker plant and things, that's how we met. Larry Mary, same way. Vince DeAngeli, you know, I've known for years, all my life. We went to school together. I work well with all those guys.
So you were St. John's grad?
St. John's grad.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, I.
You know Janetta Yeagel?
Yes.
Janetta, isn't she great?
Yes.
Oh, I love her. I love that woman. God, and her family. Yes. They're just the best. They really are.
You know, there's a lot of great people in the Valley.
Oh, duh.
I hope we get the chance to talk about it because I've been going around to council meetings. American Legions, VFWs.
Last night you were
Care Center. I was at the Yorkville. Shout out to those folks.
How many hours?
Shout out. I think it was almost 3 hours.
What could be so important for 3 hours in Yorkville? What are they going to be talking about other than me, maybe?
In this valley, what I'm experiencing, this is what I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
What my experience has been, and I hate to jump around, but going around to these communities, there's a changing of the guard. Mm-hmm. The years and years of the same people doing all the same things is gone. Now there's new people.
Yeah.
And they're trying to adapt. They're trying to adjust. A lot of fantastic people. My hat's off to those folks in Yorkville Council because they were dedicated. And there wasn't anybody there that looked like they didn't want to be there or they were tired of being there. And they even gave me they said, you know, you're free. I spoke my piece and they said, I said, no, I want to stick around and current events. I want to hear what's going on. in Yorkville.
That's great. Yeah, you don't want to leave, and even though they'll show you the door. You don't want to leave. No, well, that was good.
Well, and it was sincere. You know, when it was over, you know, several people got up, shook my hand, said thanks for sticking around, listening.
Yeah, that was
so.
Great.
You know, that's what it's about. Strong. It's about listening, and it's about trying to do the right thing. And communication's key.
Okay. If you win the nomination, there's a Democrat running in the general election. A guy named Schaefer, by the way, because there's a Schaefer.
Frank Schaefer, I've known him all my life.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any dirt on him? Because that way, that'll help me my show a lot.
No.
Can you find out if there is? Tammy, talk to some people in Shadyside. All right.
If we were friends, I could, but we're just acquaintances, you said. No.
I knew it was going to be a tough interview. I didn't realize it was going to be this tough, but be that as it may. So
you caught me early.
Let's say that you win the nomination for the Republican Party, and then in November you win the general election. They swear you in. Belmont County Commissioner. You know, you put your right hand up or left up, whatever hand, the Bible. Anyway, you're sworn in. What's the first thing you're going to do as a commissioner?
What's the first thing I'm going to do after being sworn in?
That's what I just asked.
Yeah. I'm thinking out loud, okay? go have drinks with Jerry. No, I'm teasing. I'm sorry. I should.
I'm not sorry at all. There was no remorse. There was no remorse in that apology whatsoever. Jerry, take note here.
I'm going to get acclimated. I've already tried to start. Since I'm dedicated to doing this job, I've started going to commissioners' meetings already.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's a lot to learn. I don't know everything.
What have you seen at the commissioners' meeting?
I see them doing a lot of great things, with the community,
like
with
what?
The people. Wow, where do I start? They're working on water for the western part of the county. I forget the name of the organizations, but there's a woman's, you probably know what it's called. We're going to... We're going to board up with them, you know, like start promoting this women's abuse.
Okay.
I apologize. I can't remember the name of the.
Is it Tri-County or the Sexual Assault Health Center?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. So we're going to help with that a little bit where we can.
What's the biggest problem in Belmont County other than me going after politicians? What's the biggest problem?
The biggest problem in Belmont County?
Yes.
Probably communication. Getting out, just what you said, what are they doing? And it's hard to articulate all the working parts and what they're doing and what they're accomplishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about?
They're building a building for the health department, which I'm on.
Okay.
You know,
you're on the board. You're on the board.
I'm on the board currently.
Where do we stand with this building?
It's in the process. We actually the health department would like to take a tour of it. Commissioners have said it's not quite ready yet for us to do that.
When will it be ready?
Say that again.
When will it be ready?
When the current commissioners say it's ready.
Okay. You have no clue.
That's why I wanted
you
to say it again.
All right. Fair enough.
We would like to go through it.
Yeah. Do they have a good facility for the coroner's office, Dr. Amanda Fisher?
Yes, the coroner's going to be in there also in the records.
Okay. And do they have a nice facility there? Because right now I think they've got some shed somewhere where they put the I'm not joking. It's
I haven't
terrible.
Seen the coroner's facility, but it's a brand new building. I mean, and
you might want to talk with Dr. Amanda Fisher.
I met her at one of the commissioner's meetings.
Yeah, she is just the best. She's also a chiropractor, a Fisher Family Chiropractic, almost across the street from Barnesville Hospital. Mm. She is the best. She is
great.
She is absolutely the best. Dr. Amanda Fisher, tell her Dimitri said, hey, she's just a wonderful, absolutely wonderful human being. We're so lucky to have her in Belmont County. We really, really are. So let me ask you this. Potholes, condition of our roads. What do you think of them? And what are you going to do about them?
Well, first of all, there's only a few roads, from my understanding, that the commissioners are responsible for. The rest of that's the communities. Last night at Yorkville, they were talking about the same thing. It is an ongoing problem. throughout Belmont County due to the weather conditions that we have, the freeze and thaw. Mm-hmm. So I was at Shadyside Council meeting. They're addressing it. Yorkville, they're addressing it. So
for the county roads, though, but for the county roads,
yes.
What are you going to do about them? And are there any county roads that are especially bad?
There's all kind of county roads that could use improvement. I mean, we've been out putting up signs everywhere, so you see them. The oil and gas people are involved with it some, I'm understanding. I don't know enough about it, but I'm sure that, you know, I'll get thrown into that right when we get in there and be able to work with them. The key is to work with them and see how we can work together for a synergy that can fix it.
Okay. So one big problem is the amount of money that Columbus sucks out of Belmont County with all the gas and oil and pipelines and all of that stuff. All that money that should be staying here to make our lives better, especially my life, but all the rest of them, well, in Belmont County, ends up going to Columbus so they can redistribute our money to the three C's, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. As a Belmont County Commissioner, what's Dom DeFelice going to do about that, if anything?
Fight to keep the money here. I'll fight with the other commissioner, you know, work with the other commissioners to try to keep that money here locally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't know exactly how, because I don't know how it's taken. Mm-hmm. You have to learn, you know, what the process is, why they're taking it, where's it coming from? Is it, you know, are you talking property tax money? Mm-hmm. I'm not for abolishing property taxes.
Really? Now that's interesting. So for the listeners who are not aware, in Ohio, there's a big movement, Axe the Tax, and they're trying to get signatures on petitions to have a petition that says, in essence, that the Constitution, the state Constitution of Ohio, has to be changed to eliminate the state being allowed to take property taxes, the elimination of real estate taxes. And there are many people who love this, but there are some people who don't, including our guests. So help me understand.
Central Ohio would love it. Border cities will suffer.
Why?
Because where are you going to get the tax?
You're not going to get the tax. The money is going to stay. Well, the money is going to stay in our pockets. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Stay in whose pocket?
My pocket, so I don't have to pay real estate taxes.
So where's the money going to go for the fire department, the volunteer fire, the schools, the roads that you're talking about fixing? Mm-hmm. Where's that money coming from?
Well, the roads would be the tax that we're already paying, the increased tax that Ohio is already charging us for gasoline. In fact, DeWine
working?
And these Republicans...
is it being used for that?
You're making my point. No matter how much money we give them, it's never enough.
Right.
DeWine and these establishment Republicans... going on and on about, hey, we're going to increase the gas tax, and, oh, that's going to fix all the roads and this, that, and the other. And I told my listeners, they're just lying. The roads aren't going to be any better. And I don't know anyone in our valley who thinks the roads are any better now that we're paying higher gasoline tax with the wine of these Republicans. And so it's like, well, we're already giving you all this money, and the roads aren't any better. Why should we believe anything that you're going to tell us? And
show me the money.
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Show me where the money's going to come from before you say you're going to abolish the taxes, because we know where that money goes. You can see it on your tax bill. They talked about it last night at Yorkville Council.
Where does the money go?
It goes to schools and the health department, the fire departments, and EMT. You can look right on your tax bill and see the division of where the money goes.
Have you seen Representative Ron Ferguson's proposal to eliminate the property tax and replace it with funds that are already available in Columbus?
But
did
where
you
are
see
these funds?
By eliminating an awful lot of the pork, awful lot of the $600 million going to the owner of the Cleveland Browns, and all the money
you
going
have to
for
stop
the
those
AI.
First.
Well, exactly.
Well, but you can't abolish. You can't abolish the tax. What's paying it now, without having a direct means to do it, because what it's going to result in is a use tax or a sales tax. And if that happens, that's going to be the easy way.
Well, what about reducing the cost of government? What about doing that? Well,
yes,
stop
but
subsidies
do it first. You got to do it first. You can't just abolish the tax. They're going to go right to West Virginia and buy pizza and then I'm out of business.
Why are they going to go to West Virginia?
You're going to, because you're going to raise sales tax.
If that's the only option, but it's not.
That's the easy option.
Well,
that's what they'll.
We'll see.
That's why I say show me the money first.
All right.
That's why I say why. Never be afraid to ask why.
All right. We can have an honest disagreement here with this guy, and that's fine. But we do have a disagreement here. But that's okay. That's fine. What else can we fix in Belmont County?
What else can we fix in Belmont County?
Yeah.
You know, jobs. We just need to create jobs. And
how do you do that as a Belmont County Commissioner?
You're going to go to job fairs. You're going to talk to unions, talk to businesses, see what businesses need.
What do they need? Okay, you own businesses. You have 10. Hold that
nine.
Thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought. I thought you said 10.
Well, we have 10, but 9 in the Valley. 9 in Belmont. 9, what I consider to be Belmont County region, but they're actually some in West Virginia. We have 10. We have one in Newark, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So we're going to find out, because this guy knows all about creating jobs. He's created hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them. More with a very special guest, Dom DeFelice. DeFelice Brothers Pizza. He is running for the Republican Party nomination, Belmont County Commissioner.